Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'da. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our last session last week in our Dars program, the ayat kareema that was read in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding all of humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, inna wa'adallahi haqqun, remember that the promise of Allah is the truth. There are people who promise you, but one is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the most powerful. And therefore the promise of Allah is haqq, nothing but the truth. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And so, don't be deceived by this worldly life. And then Allah is saying, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, and don't be deceived by the chief deceiver, Shaitan. Shaitan uses this dunya to deceive people and to move them away from the right path. And so as individuals, it's very, very important that we understand the nature of this dunya. How this dunya is, the world that we live in. Generally, if a person is going to take someone as a friend, then he has to be very careful also. You should only take that person as a friend when you have identified their character. And when you have information of their temperament, how that individual is. And this is something very important. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would say that if you want to know the real character of someone, then you have to travel with him. Because when a person is in his comfort zone, he's a king. So when you go to his house or when you meet him somewhere, then obviously he will be very comfortable. He is in his comfort zone. You can't really unmask him. But when you are traveling, then things don't go according to your timetable, and that is the time you understand how this man is, his temperament. You will know that, has he got a big heart? Does he speak the truth? Has he got sabr inside him, patience inside him? Is he praying namaz? How does he do business? So all of these things open up when you travel with someone or when you are doing business with someone. Unfortunately, nowadays what happens is that because my name is Muhammad and my friend is Abdullah, And Abdullah's friend is Yusuf and Ibrahim. And so because Abdullah is my friend, I will immediately take Abdullah's friends to be my friends also. So you have to be very, very careful. And sometimes you will find that people are very quick to put themselves and add themselves into groups. By that individual might be a friend of that person, but he might not be the right companion for you. Maybe this person does not know how to be selective. He doesn't know how to choose his friends. And so in this dunya, you have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers, especially nowadays, who you talk with. The modern youth today are orphans. What are they? The modern youth today are, they are orphans to social media. They are orphans to social media. And so you have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. You have to be very picky who is going to be my friend. There have been some people who have been praying namaz for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Wrong company for 1 month, immediately the namaz pattern changes. Immediately the speech, your communication, how you should talk, that changes. And the same thing also when it comes to selecting a partner, a husband or a wife. Identify the character. Make sure you know how that person is as much as you can to your best ability. Of course, we don't have ilm-e ghaib. We don't have the knowledge of the unseen. But what we can do is work hard and do your own research and then do tawakkul on Allah and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the information given to the Nabi is also like wahi. Allah's Nabi said, sometimes you will find a lot of people are mesmerized by beauty. And they just look at beauty. And this beauty is not just in a human being. It can be in anything. A house, a car, clothes. And a person is attracted to that beauty. So there's nothing wrong with beauty also. Sometimes a person is attracted to wealth. There's nothing wrong with wealth also. Sometimes a person likes name, khandan. That is also okay. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the main thing you look in anyone who you want to be as your partner or as your companion or your business partner or someone that you can share your private conversations with is someone who is deendar, someone who is Allah conscious. And it is this conscious of Allah that is the real player and the driver and that navigates a person in the right direction. When you don't have that, you've got nothing in life. There's no incentive. That is why, for an example, a kafir who's got no love for Allah, he's an individual person. He has no remorse about loyalty, caring, sharing, or good morals. Why? Because at the end of the day, he doesn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't see Jannat. He doesn't see the reward that he will receive. His mindset is totally different. And so that is why Allah is saying that this dunya is mata'ul ghurur. Mata'ul ghurur means a location, a venue where you will be deceived. A place in which something will be shown to you, but in reality it will be very different. Yani dhoke ki jagah hai. How many times we see couples that are married, and especially celebrities and actors and rich people, and they marry someone also of the same profession, and the media is there as they go out, pictures are taken, and interview is given, and they smile, smile, smile everywhere. And the picture that is given, that this is a match made in heaven. Yani ye dono miya biwi, it's a match made in heaven. But when you go to the house, this is a match made in Jahannam. What is it? But to show people something, this is the dunya that we live in. This is what Allah is saying to us. That this is dhoke ka ghar. People are going to deceive you. People are going to show you something and they will pretend that they are happy, but in reality they are not. So outwardly you will see couples, they have to do all of these things. But in reality it's a very, you know, different ball game totally. You'll find some parents that show the people that alhamdulillah we have the best children. We have the best children. Bichara, what can they do? But only the mother and father know the truth at home, that how my children are. How my children are. Allah save us. The father or the mother has to phone the child who is not in a hotel, not out of the city, but sharing the same address, the same house. He's in his bedroom, but you have to phone them 3-4 times. And this is the world that people live in today. And so life is very different. Sometimes you'll find a person who's a business tycoon, and he has to show exactly how he is because of the people that are out there, the pressure that might be on him, and he still wants to show people that, look, you know what, I've still got the money, I'm still rich, but in reality, that might not be the case. In fact, today people deceive to the skin. People deceive to the skin. And I always say this, you know, that if you are going to get married, then you must always ask that I want to see this woman without makeup. What is it? I want to see the woman that is going to be my wife without without what? Makeup. Huh? Sorry. Wake up, I was going to say. Yeah, Umar Farooq, you know, crashing into me so much. Wake up and makeup. They go together, don't they? Wake up and makeup. So anyway, when you wake up, that is your real beauty. What is it? When you wake up, that is your real beauty. But there is so much, you know, deceit in this dunya, that when a person sometimes gets married also, he thinks that, subhanallah, yaar, meri to jannat ki hoor hai kya? Until he wakes up. And then when he wakes up, he says, huh? Maine kabul kiya, isko kabul kiya. And that could be the same also for the husband, of course. You know, the women can say the same thing. But generally we don't see that with the men folks. They don't apply so much makeup and things like that. Even the names that we want to give our children, we want to give them such names that they sound a bit English. They sound a bit Adam. What's your name? Adam. Forgive me, a lot of people might not name their child like that, but you know, we have seen that kabhi kabhi aate hai na, they ask me, Mauli sahab, what child, what name should we name our child? I say, Talha, Zubair, Abu Bakr, Umar, Mauli sahab, old fashioned. Something new. Zinadin Zidane. Kya hai? Aise kuch naam do hume kuch. Names we've never heard of. Why? Good sound bite, you know, it sounds good also. And something that sounds a bit different. Maria ko Maria kar diya. Maria, aise. Bahut sare naam. And we are not actually happy with who we are. But why should we not be happy when Allah has given us Iman? The reason is, why should we follow a lifestyle that is full of dhoka, full of deceit? Every way you go, my respected brothers, there is, you know, nothing but dhoka. You want to have a lovely body by this, you know, exercise machine, and you eat this, and then they put this super fit, you know, individual whose body was always like that, but they say he wasn't like that, but he turned like that in a few months, but in reality he was always like that. And there is so much dhoka, it's all about, subhanallah, there is no khulus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening in front of us the reality of this dunya. You know, they say that, what is it, the saying is that make sure your friends are close, but your enemies are even closer. Something like that. What is it? Keep your friends close, but your enemies even closer. That means stay on your toes all the time. But the question is, how do you know who is your friend? How do you know who is your friend? So Sharia tells us this, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this dunya is dhoke ki jaga. It is going to deceive you. Until you don't understand the reality of this dunya. Like you have to know the reality and you have to have an understanding of a person's character, his nature. How is this person? So that alhamdulillah you feel that this person is the right person for my companionship. So also understand the nature of this dunya. And when you understand the nature of this dunya, then only alhamdulillah a person can survive. So the nature of this dunya, if a person wants to survive, then he must understand that my duty in this dunya is to do a'male saliha. What is my duty? A'male saliha. To do good deeds. That is my duty. And I have to be happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Whatever Allah wills. And so in the last session I said to you that Allah has given us so much time and free time, and alhamdulillah so much time also in the 2 years of COVID, and a lot of the times we are at home, we can do so many things. So how you spend your time, that is who you really are. How you spend your time when you are alone, that is who you are. And how were the companions, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in? So Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually tested them and questioned them and wanted to know how they would spend their time. And so we have the timing explained to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a conversation, especially with the Khulafa'i Rashid, the four of his companions. And in Mawahibul Ladunniya, this is actually written. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, Mada tuhibbu min ad-dunya? Mada? What do you love from this dunya? What do you like from this dunya? So loving dunya in a right way, there is nothing wrong. What do you love of this dunya the most? And look at the answer given by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one, al-julusu bayna yadayk, sitting in your company. How do I like to spend my time? Sitting in your company. Bas. Subhanallah. Imagine, sitting in your company. Now, obviously we can't sit in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not also in Madina Munawwara, we are in Leicester. But sitting in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mean sitting for Darse Quran, sitting in a majlis where Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are being mentioned, a deeni gathering, all of these things are very, very important to show that inclination to study, to understand the seerah, to understand your deen. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sitting in front of you, that is the best way to pass my time. And then he said, وَالنَّزْرُ إِلَيْكَ, for me, glancing at your beautiful face. Meri aankhe aap par hi tiki rahe. Meri aankhe aap par hi tiki rahe. You know, when you really love someone, and you just don't want to take your eyes in any other direction but to the beloved, because this is something that you are enjoying. So just to look at your beautiful face, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was actually mentioned in a gathering. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anything else? He says, Naam Ya Rasulullah, one more thing. Wal-infaqu mali ilayk. Wal-infaqu mali ilayk. For me, the greatest joy in life is that Abu Bakr Siddiq spends money on you. I spend my money on you, Ya Rasulullah. Mali ilayk, on you, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is ajeeb. The ulama have done kalam on this as tashreeh. An ajeeb. Sometimes I'm very reluctant to say certain things, because when you as an imam might say something, you know, shaitan very quickly puts stories and pictures and waswasa in the minds of people. Ke kahi mauli sahab jo hai apni baat na kar rahe ho. Halanke that is not the case, inshaAllah ta'ala, because rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is a duty to speak, because the community needs to know what Islam is. The community needs to know how to spend your money. What is the real form of sadaqah jariyah? And so if you look at the legacy of Islam and the history of Islam, very rare was it that an institute would fund somebody. It was generally, alhamdulillah, individuals very quietly, they would sponsor people and scholars and great ulama for their own sadqai jariya, that let them work freely without any pressure. And the more khidmat they do, every namaz they lead, every tafsir they do, everything they do, whatever they do, I get the sawab. So there were times when scholars had to say, bhai, no, jazakallah, go to someone else. Kya? So yahan to ajeeb, yani we are living, you know, in a world that is very, very different. You know, we only think, you know, we should invest in buildings. Kya? Halanke Allah's Nabi was once walking and doing tawaf of the Kaaba, and he said to the companions that, what is the status of the Kaaba in front of you? He says, Ya Rasulullah, the house of Allah, the value of the Kaaba is, you know, very high, of course. Allah's Nabi says, Wallahi, the honor of a Muslim is higher than the Kaaba. Yeah? That is a building. And so you will find that even in the modern world, people invest in individuals. Kya hai? Yahi hai dunya mein. Kabhi football ko dekho, kabhi business company ko dekho, kisi ko aapne CEO bana diya. Kyun? Isliye ki aadmi isko yahan se wahan le jayega. But that strategy we have never understood. But Sahaba understood this really well. And there were three companions that had taken every load off the shoulder of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, one was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and one was Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that
when she met the son of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, she called the son and she said to the son, may Allah bless your father Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, that after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, single-handedly he had taken the responsibility for the entire Ahle Bayt and the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and single-handedly had taken the complete finance of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. They were so rich. So, but what was coming to them? No, it was their habit, they would give. Hazrat Muawiyah said to them, every time he went, 10,000 dinar dete the, kya hai? But nowadays, jealousy and the wrong things in our hearts have, you know, even when we make salam, we don't say it with sincerity. Ye to ajeeb baat hai, that is why deen does not prosper. Our deen does not prosper. And so there were people like that. Aap dekhe puri, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani to bare tha, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, subhanallah, ek bahut bare cloth merchant the, kya the? Imam Ahmad ko kaha, Hazrat, aapne sirf parana. Imam Abu Hanifa, can you imagine, he was a great businessman himself, because his fathers and grandfathers from Afghanistan were very, very wealthy. Very wealthy. Bahut tajir. اور افغانی لوگ بھی ماشاءاللہ ان کے اندر آپ دیکھیں تو یہ تاجر لوگ ہوتے ہیں کیا ہوتے ہیں بہت تجارت کرتے ہیں تو he was a great businessman and he had so much money and he decided to sponsor Imam Muhammad what did he do? Sponsor Imam Muhammad and he used to give Imam Muhammad a bag of gold coins to give to the mother تو یہ ہونا چاہیے میرے عزیزو جو آدمی دین کی خدمت کرتا ہو مولوی ہو حافظ ہو جہاں بھی ہو کوئی بھی ادارہ ہو اگر آپ لوگوں کو کچھ کرنا بھی ہے تو صدقہ جاریہ is this and I am saying it honestly with my Allah is watching my heart it's not about this sometimes it's difficult but you have to say it so people understand people don't know how to give صدقہ جاریہ آپ کو ثواب کتنا ملے کہاں ملے کیسے ملے You know, there was one ajeeb incident, I'll quickly move. One of our Leicester individual, a very rich man, mashallah, yahan Leicester ke ek bahut bade tajir hai, bahut ameer, in Leicester, one of the ameer tareen Muslims. I won't take his name. And he said something very ajeeb to me. He said, Mauli sahab, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm not so educated, but it just so happens that if I was to put my hands under a rock, it would turn into gold. He's saying, no, I'm just saying that. I don't know, alhamdulillah, wherever I have made an investment, Allah has just given me money by the mercy of Allah. I said, say, do shukr of Allah. So he said to me, Mauli sahab, but I want to tell you the raaz. What is raaz? Secret. Kya hai? The secret of me becoming very rich. So I says, really? You must tell me this. And I've never said this on the pulpit, but because Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq openly said this, you know, my money on you, Ya Rasulullah. Whatever you desire, whatever you want. No questions. So, subhanallah. So he said, he took the name of one of the most highly respected imams of Leicester. One of the most highly respected senior imams of Leicester. So he goes, in those days, I didn't have a lot of money. So maine bahut mushkil se ek capital jama kiya. I got some money. And in those days, you know, nowadays it's Dubai, Freeport and things like that. In that time it was Singapore. So he said, I made an intention that, you know what, mehimmat kar lo and let me start my business. I'm going to take this money and make an investment and let me go to Singapore. So I had some people that I was going to visit and I had some amount of money. But my flight was such, I decided that going to Singapore, before going to Singapore, let me go to Makkah, Medina, do Umrah, and then go to do my business, Singapore. So he goes, Alhamdulillah, I got to Umrah. And when I got to Medina Munawwara, some of you will remember, you know, the old Medina Munawwara, if you remember where the gold shops were. Do you remember that area? Sheikh Huzaifi's house was just in front also. And a very famous hotel which was called Funduk Bahauddin. Funduk, anybody recalls that? Anybody knows Funduk Bahauddin? MashaAllah. You remember? Samnehiti Funduk Bahauddin. So Funduk Bahauddin was considered to be one of the top hotels at that time. Very nice hotel, right in front. So if you're in Bahauddin Hotel, you just open the door of the hotel and in front is Masjid Nabawi. Beautiful location. So if you have the rooms in the front of the hotel, these were the most expensive rooms. So he said, I heard that hamare Leicester ke bahut senior imam sahab yaha aaye hue hai. So I said, let me just go and meet him and make dua. So he goes in, I went to see him, and when I went to his room, that khala was there and the sheikh was there. And when I looked at that room and I felt, oh ho, you know, this hotel is not suited for this scholar. He's saying that this is what came in my mind. Now, back in the days, if you remember, that the toilet and the shower was all connected. Yaad hai you bhai aapko? Toh wahi toilet hoti thi, wahi shower hota tha. So he said that, is this where you are? He goes, haan. The sheikh was very mutawaze, nothing of the sort. So he says, you know, I just had some money and I had enough for my room and I had booked in Funduk Bahauddin. So he says, I went to my hotel back and I spoke with the manager. I said, look, you know, please, can you squeeze for me one room, our imam, and allow husband and wife to come and stay here. So he was very accommodating, and alhamdulillah, he says, you know what, and I'm going to pay you for their stay. So he went to the sheikh and he took the bags and he says, Hazrat, no, you know what, you're not staying here. Let me take you. And he took him to this hotel, and next door to his room, he says, Hazrat, you also stay here and enjoy. And don't worry, everything has been paid for. But he says, you know what, a lot of the money was taken out from also my capital. I had to pay. He said that I did this, but it came in my heart. Ke nahin, bas kisi Allah wale ki khidmat karne se to bahut kuch mil sakta hai. Because that he was standing there and he looked at me. So I said to him, Hazrat, you know what, from Medina Munawwara, I'm going to Singapore. And I'm going to start my new business, a venture. Hazrat, make dua. So he goes, that man made a dua and I could see tears coming out from his eyes that, Ya Allah, is aadmi ne meri kaisi khidmat ki, sirf Allah ke liye. And Ya Allah, open the doors of barakat for this man. He says, I went to Singapore with that scholar's dua, and I still carry the dua of that scholar, and I am so rich ke meri nasle khati rahe na tab bhi koi takleef nahi hogi. So my respected brothers and elders, aisi koi baat nahi hai, main to sirf aapko samjha raha hoon that our mindset should also be something like that, very much like that. People who do khidmat, subhanallah, we should also be taking off all the boj away from that. That is the deen. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, what are the things that you like in this dunya? He said, Hazrat, watching your face, glance to see your beautiful face, sitting in your khidmat and spending money. So Hazrat Umar was there. So he says, wa anta ya Umar, what about you, Umar? What do you like about dunya? Hazrat Umar ka to mizaj hi alag tha. So what he said? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I also can say something. He says, what? He says, how I want to spend my time. Amar bil ma'aruf. Amar bil ma'aruf. Walau kana sirran. Wannahyu anil munkari. Walau kana jahran. Wa qawlul haqqi. Walau kana murran. and joining something that is good, even if I have to do it secretly. Inviting someone to the right path, even if I had to do it secretly. And forbidding evil, even if I had to do it openly. This is what I enjoy. Rok tok. And he said, the third thing, speaking the truth, even if it is bitter. Kisi ko bura lage, so bura lage. Lekin main kya bolunga? Such. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That this is your way to pass your time. So then he said, wa anta ya Uthman. Uthman, how are you going to spend your time? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a different man. Ajeeb. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it'amu ta'am also. You know, feeding the needy and people, gareeb or masakeen ko khilana. This is also what I really enjoy. And this is what he did all his life. And he said, wa ifsha'u salam. The greatest joy in the heart is giving salam to my Muslim brother. Can you imagine? Spreading salam. How many people give salam today? How many people are going to give you salam today? How many people give you salam in the masjid? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When you text message, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa ifsha'u salam. But then, something that was a speciality of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he was a great hafiz of the Quran. He was a great hafiz of the Quran. And see, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I enjoy the most in my life are my nights. What is it? My nights. I love my nights. So what? How was he spending the nights? He said, Qiyamul Layl. What is it? Qiyamul Layl. I would stand in tahajjud for long hours reading Quran. And when I say reading the Quran, it was the habit of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an to finish one Quran in one night in two rakats. What is it? One Quran, one night in how many rakats? Two rakats. Subhanallah. Now you might be wondering how? Just a few weeks ago, in Luton, Masjid-e-Noor, a 15-year-old boy completed the entire Quran in 6 hours. How many? 6 hours. So we are talking about the time of Hazrat Uthman. I'm talking about 2021, Masjid-e-Noor. Baqaida jamaat thi, baqaida. If you could stand up for 6 hours, two rakats. And how old is the boy? 15. So imagine how he must know the Quran. 15-year-old boy, two rakats, 6 hours. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A team of people decided to join, to be part of this, you know, great, alhamdulillah, experience. To witness and to hear the entire Quran in one majlis. So anyway, alhamdulillah, you know, for a hafiz especially, even for a non-hafiz, there is every possibility that a person can read one entire Quran also in 24 hours. So these are things that would, these are possible. There is no doubt. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, it comes in his halat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, it comes in the halat. Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala an was like Hazrat Uthman. Many of the companions, two rakats in the night, the whole Quran. And this is how they would. And there was so much barakat for them. So khair, this was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And then the great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That sahabi who accepted Islam at a very young age, he was only 10 years of age, when he became the khadim of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the great mujahid of Islam, the soldier of Islam, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Bachcho ke naam Ali rakhna chahiye. Kya hai? Ye naam rakhe Hazrat Ali ka. Bahut barkat wala naam, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wa anta ya Ali. Ali, tell me, how do you like passing your time in this dunya? Hazrat Ali was hearing Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he heard Hazrat Umar Farooq, and he heard Hazrat Uthman. So Hazrat Ali says, I will also tell you what I like in this dunya. So what did he say? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ikramu dhaifi. I love it when family members come to the house to eat. In this modern world today, we have forgotten this. Now the modern trend is, are you going to come to the house? Oh, okay. Chai wala. Chai. Let's go to the restaurant. Balki biwi hi itni tez hoti hai. Tumhare rishtedar hai, your family, take them to the restaurant. Take them. Halake, subhanallah, you know, inviting family members and all sitting together and eating, subhanallah, this is such a ni'mah. And Hazrat Ali said that this is the best thing, that when somebody would come to my house to eat. Why? It was the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam in his entire life did not eat alone. In fact, when the angels came to the house, the wife prepared a roasted calf. Because the angels say, brother, mazboot kisam ke log. A roasted calf. Without even asking the husband, she went and she said, please eat. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, cow, boy. You're not eating. The angels, they don't eat. Ikramu zayf. Hospitality. To look and to await for the mehman to come. Mehman to your house. Allah opens the doors of rizq. Mehman, they come, subhanallah. Whatever you can. This is great ni'mah. Number two, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, I told you he was the mujahid. He says, what I really love, O Nabi of Allah, is my sword. What is it? My sword. What does he mean? وَضَرْبَ الْعَدُوِّ بِالسَّيْفِ. And to fight with the enemies of Allah with my talwar. Yeah. Jihad fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, I love jihad. You know, coming out from one battlefield, dispatch me to another battle. From here, another battle. And these were the great mujahid. So Hazrat Ali says, I love jihad. So Huzur alayhi salam says, bas. He says, no, there's one more thing, very important. So he says, what is it, Ya Ali? He said, وَصَوْمُ بِالسَّيْفِ. My habit is that I enjoy fast when it is extremely hot. What is it? My habit is when it is, now in Arabia it was always hot. He is saying when it is extremely hot in the summer days, that is the time I want to fast. Alhamdulillah, nowadays it's a good season for us to fast. Maghrib is very early and Fajr is very late. At least we can fast Monday and Thursday if you can. Alhamdulillah. And there are people, mashallah, I know they fast. So this is a good opportunity even for people who want to do qaza, they can do qaza. Now, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked all of them, they were all looking at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hoping that Allah's Nabi would also give his desire. He would give his desire. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, well, since all of you are giving your mashallah opinions, I will also tell you what I enjoy and what is important for me. So he said, number one, at-tibu, fragrance. What is it? Fragrance, khushbu. Huzur alayhi salam loved fragrance. But here ulama say fragrance has a very general meaning and it covers every aspect of hygiene. It covers every aspect of hygiene. So hygiene and khushbu. So Huzur Ali Salam would use certain keywords. That was his habit, and that is how a Nabi speaks. That the keyword is mentioned, and that would cover an entire topic. So he is saying fragrance, it means cleanliness. What is it? Khushbu, cleanliness, keeping your badan very clean. And then he said, An-Nisa, women. What did he say? Women. What is meant by women here, understand? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Jahiliyyah, no one showed any respect to women. People would not marry. People would do zina. And if there was a husband who died whilst in the nikah of a woman, they would discard and cut away from this lady, and she was to stay somewhere far away outside in the desert. So where all the widows, that is where they were. And it was an evil omen that if this lady remarries, even if she's young, the husband will die. So there was no dignity and respect given to a woman. She could not own anything. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, women, by saying women, what is meant is showing dignity and honor to that creation of Allah that is weak. So that if somebody comes into your nikah as a husband, fulfill your duty. What is it? Fulfill your duty. Give her the respect. Give her the honor that she deserves. Look after your daughter. Look after your sister. Look after your mother. Look after your wife. Look after the women folks. So this is what is meant by An-Nisa. And then finally Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of his eyes is in salah. The coolness of his eyes is in salah. So he loved salah. And when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, Sahaba were very quick to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of the companions, because we only covered how many? Four. But most of the companions in their free time were people who would read a lot of salah and nawafil. And a testimony to that is the Quran. Allah is saying, Tarahum rukkan sujjada. That the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would spend time, a lot of their time was in ruku and in sajda. So they enjoyed their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, today we enjoy a Wi-Fi connection. So when we have a Wi-Fi connection, you have a mobile phone, you enjoy, you want to see everything. Allahu Akbar. Somebody was telling me just yesterday, whilst khutbah of Jumu'ah is being delivered, the youth were on their mobile phones. Can you imagine? This is the condition of this ummah. Khutbah. This is the addiction that we have. This ummah is orphans to social media. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so sahaba loved salah. Why? Because this was the connection, the Wi-Fi connection, the connection with who? Allah. And because it connected them to Allah, this is something they enjoyed the most. And subhanallah, look at this Mubarak majlis. That when everyone had given their opinion, Jibreel alayhi salam came down. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah also wants to say something to all of you. Ya Allah, kaise pyare nabi the. Kaise pyare nabi the. What a nabi. That in his guftagu, when Allah listens to everything, Allah is also listening to this conversation. Allah sent Jibreel down and saying, Allah is also wanting to say something. And O Nabi of Allah, this message comes from Jibreel, and hear what Jibreel is saying. As in, this is the message of Jibreel, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Jibreel, tell to the people of Iman that Allah also likes three things. What does He like? Lisanan zakira. A tongue that is moist in the zikr of Allah. A tongue that is moist in the zikr of Allah. All the time. وَقَلْبًا خَاشِعًا And a heart that is always remembering Allah. You know, a heart that is always thinking of Allah. Always remembering Allah. So your heart, in the heart, there is Allah. The tongue is moist with the zikr of Allah. And the third point is very important. وَجَسَدًا عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرًا Allah loves that human body, that body that can endure sabr. That can endure sabr. So at the time of difficulty, that body becomes a body that has the power to do a lot of sabr. So when difficulty comes to him, alhamdulillah, he is not a man who is going to do shikayat and shikayat and shikayat and shikayat to people. But they learn how to restrain. They learn how to do sabr. So this sabr also is a great ni'mah. Sabr is also a great ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that alhamdulillah that we learn from the companions. And nowadays it may be a bit difficult, but at least alhamdulillah what we can do is utilize our time to our best ability as much as we can in remembering Allah. Why? What are the options? Because to do zikr of Allah, you don't need wuzu. You don't have to be in any location. You don't have to do zikr just in the masjid. Zikr of Allah is open to you anyway. So mashallah, read a bit of Quran, create a timetable, have a timetable, an itinerary, and then you tick the box, and inshallah you will get into that habit. Allah give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.